This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Imagine a bowl of steaming ramen in front of you. It's topped with seaweed and scallions and fish cake and a rich, unctuous broth that tastes like really good bacon? And is that pulled pork nestled in the noodles? And a poached egg? If so, you're probably at Momofuku. On episode 97 of Taste Matters, David Chang of Momofuku speaks with Mitchell Davis about his unique approach to flavor and what taste means to him.
At the end of the day, you know, everything's fusion, and there's really only two types of cuisine, good food and bad food.
Okay.
And I think that's what we're striving for. We're striving for the former.
What proportion of the food you eat in the world in a day do you think is good food or versus bad food?
There's a lot of bad food out there.
And in order to find the good food, the best food even, he takes some big risks.
I think that we're trying to look for flavor in all the wrong places. I do feel that it's somewhat of a contrarian view, but if everyone thinks something tastes good, I want to find out what people don't taste good and see if there might be some hidden gold that's been overlooked. And that's sort of what I feel like is something that the best dishes or the dishes that sort of resonate with not just the cooks, but with the audience that comes to our restaurants, they're usually eating something that they've already tasted, but they've already maybe passed judgment on.
It's this desire to challenge his diners and himself that has led Chang to experiment with pickling, fermenting, tweaking, and remixing everything in his kitchen. From soft-serve ice cream that tastes like the bottom of your childhood cereal bowl to American country ham served like the finest prosciutto, Chang is very deliberate in his quest to subvert expectations.
It's so funny because as you're talking, I'm remembering experiences I have when I eat your food. And you sit there and you think, you can almost see the process become more evident as you eat because suddenly you hit a crunchy thing. And I imagine someone saying, we need something crunchy here. It seems transparent in a good way, in a thoughtful way.
And that's what it is. You might have had that dish 2 weeks before and you might like, oh, this isn't very good. But we're sort of trusting our cooks and trusting each other that we're going to edit it along the way and that there's going to be this linear narration where we're going to document the mistakes and then we're going to try to make them better.
Matters of taste are not just the purview of the privileged. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mitchell Davis, Vice President of the James Beard Foundation, spends a half hour talking about taste. And you should tune in, because taste does matter. Taste is fundamental. And everyone's food should taste good, so all food should probably taste better. To learn more about David Chang, creating flavor, and how to learn from your mistakes, tune in to episode 97 of Taste Matters with Mitchell Davis. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.